joining me. It's been a while. It will be noisy on my end, so I will be very loud. Ms. Lipsky, can you hear me? I'll be very transparent. My kitchen sink is clogged, and my husband, my son, and my brother are the plumbers. Okay, so I will talk very, very loud. Huilin, can you translate that so people don't wonder why there's strange noises?
OK， 校长说呢，谢谢你们今天晚上抽空参加这个会议。他说呢，我们上一次的会议其实有一段时间了。还有呢，他说呢，他呢今天呢讲话会比较大声一点。他想告诉你们呢，是因为他的那个家里的那个厨房的那个就是洗碗的那个地方呢，他的那个管子塞了，所以他的先生、他的孩子呢都在抢救那个管子，所以呢他需要讲大声一点，希望你们谅解。
Okay, please feel free to drop your questions onto the chat. We did send out a Google form and we didn't have any questions. My staff has shared with me is because they're afraid to ask me questions because I go through each question. So I'm good with that. But if you have questions, please feel free to write it in the chat. Huiling?
校长说呢，如果你有任何的疑问呢，请你们在那个就是留言方那里呢提交你的问题，然后呢我们也有发出去一个那个谷歌的表让你们去提前提交你们的问题，但是没有人提交任何问题，但是如果你们有任何的问题的话呢，你们可以现在在留言方案那里提交。
Okay, so some updates about the building. We receive new tables for our fourth and fifth graders. We are currently using tables from PS124. They had old tables that they were not using. We desperately needed furniture because of social distancing. We had mainly big tables where the children can sit in groups of 4 to 5. And that would be not socially distanced, the 3 feet socially distanced. So we took all her old tables while we waited for our shipment. The shipment arrived. We are in the process of removing the old desks and putting in a new desk. We do have a little dilemma. The storage bins to hold the students' books did not come yet. So we're waiting for that. Along that note, I know Ms. Chen, I will stop. We also ordered new tables for the lower grades. We are slowly outfitting the school with new individual student desks. We pick desks that we are able to put back together into a pod, you know, when it is safe so that the children can do group work. Huiling.
OK， 校长说呢，想给你们一个，就是说，有关于学校的更新。然后呢，我们呢，最近呢，收到了我们预定的那些新的桌子。然后呢，我们在学校开学的时候呢，校长有跟你们分享说，我们以前曾经的那个桌子呢是非常非常的大，是因为呢，我们学校是做小组，的，就是说所有的东西都是做小组的，然后呢，我们才有大的桌子。但是因为这个疫情呢，我们必须要社交距离3尺，所以这些大桌子就变成没有用了，所以必须要换成小桌子。然后呢，一二四呢，他们有很多旧的小桌子，然后我们当时呢是非常急需要这些桌子，所以我们向他们要了这一些桌子。现在呢，我们的新预定的那些新桌子呢已经全部都来了，然后呢我们现在呢就即将的要把这些新的桌子旧的桌子换出来，然后就换的这个新的桌子。还有呢，就是我们现在呢在等一个就是还有一个东西呢必须要加在那个桌子上面，就是可以让小孩子呢放他们私人的物品在里面的那个还没有进来，我们还在等他们就是寄给我们。然后呢我们也有新的桌子给小就是说低年级的那些学生，那如果有需要的话呢，如果不需要社交距离的时候呢，所有的桌子呢都可以拼在一起呢，就好像变成我们曾经以前的大桌子一样。
My next update will be about the iPad, the devices. All our students should now have received iPad devices. And this is for 3K, pre-K, our new kindergarten students and our new students across the grades, which is wonderful. Which is really wonderful news. We were waiting a long time for this, and a lot of the other schools were also. So they did a mass delivery. We purchased keyboards early on for the first set of iPads that did not come with keyboards. We also purchased headphones for all our students. All this came through a grant from Better.com. We purchased headphones for all the new iPads. And I know many of the families have been contacted on whether they want headphones or not. We find that it really works out well when they are doing work. It helps them focus. The only thing that's different is that we sent the form home explaining the cost of the items that the school purchased. Yeah. That the DOE did not purchase. The first round is on us. It's not an issue. We are still using the residual money from the Better.com grant. The dilemma is we can't keep replacing because we are running out of funds. So the first round of headphones or other things, keyboards for the first set of iPads, we provide it, is paid for. If something happens and it gets damaged, the form you sign for the headphones states very clearly that you will have to pay for a replacement or buy your own. And you know, my apologies. And you know, we try as often as possible to support the families, but you know, we only have so many funds to keep replacing. I'm also asking you to really all talk to your child about taking care of the iPads. We've had many iPads replaced because of cracked screens, missing keys from the keyboards. These are expensive devices. You're aware of that. The children are aware of that. They just have to be more careful because eventually, I do believe that, you know, the DOE doesn't have unlimited funds. They won't be able to keep replacing them at no cost. Huiling?
OK, 下一个我们要讲的题目呢，就是有关于 iPad。OK， 我们呢学校呢已经呢收到每一个小朋友在我们学校读书，不管你是在3K 或者是在学前班，或者是你是我们学校的新生呢，每一个学生呢都收到了他们的 iPad。OK， 因为呢教育局呢他们呢已经发放给所有的学校他们需要这个 iPad 的。然后呢我们学校呢是第一次的时候呢是购买了那个键盘啊跟耳机给你的小朋友。然后这些键盘跟耳机呢我们是通过这个 Better.com 的捐款呢来购买给你们的。OK， 然后呢你们收到这些东西的时候呢，我们有一个收据想叫你签名呢，是因为我们要让你知道 OK 这些键盘呢跟耳机他们的费用是多少，而且这些键盘呢是非常非常的贵的。而且呢我们呢就是说第一次给你们的时候呢，我们就是说就是给你们，如果你们不跟你们的小朋友说要好好保护这些东西的话呢，对不对？那他们会坏掉。然后我们有很多的老师呢，他们有跟我们讲说，很多的教育局的 iPad 啊，他们的荧幕已经摔坏啦，或者是有其他的荧幕的问题。然后教育局呢，他们不会一直去换一个给你 ，OK？ 而且呢，我们呢也即将会。没有任何的经费呢再去换一个给你了 OK， 因为这些经费呢是这些费用是非常非常的贵的，所以我们希望你们可以好好的跟你们的小朋友讲说，这一些所有的东西呢，对不对，虽然是给你们的，对不对，但是你们必须要保护他们，然后必须要好好的利用他们。因为呢耳机呢其实可以帮助你的小朋友呢去在读书的时候呢，他们可以集中他们的精神，可以看看他们在 iPad 上做的什么东西 OK， 还有呢，就是我们即将呢，就是教育局也不会说免费帮你们换，而且呢，我们即将的经费呢，也会没有任何的经费去换给你们的。所以如果你们的东西、你们的键盘换掉啊、坏掉了，或者是耳机坏掉了，你可以就是说付那个费用，然后我们可以就是说给你一架，再给你换一架给你。但是呢，我们的经费也有限，如果你要的话呢，你们是可以出去自己购买一个的。
Okay, on that note, please also monitor your child's use on the iPad. We did have to confiscate a few from students in the upper grades. Many of you know that they are on games. We cannot block a lot of the things. This is a DOE iPad. Our children are very, very smart. They know how to utilize the technology to get into sites that they're not supposed to and sites that are not appropriate. When we have a case where it's used for bullying, where foul language is used, we do confiscate it and there will be disciplinary actions. Of course, we will always engage the caregivers. Like that's our first line of defense, but there are consequences. They might not have it for a few days. And these have to be put online because cyberbullying is taken very seriously. Hui Ling?
Okay. 校长说呢，另外一件事情呢是非常非常的重要，是校长希望你们呢，就是小朋友用那个 iPad 的时候呢，你们可以监测他们的用度。然后呢，我们有很多的东西呢，教育局的 iPad， 因为他们用的是教育局的 iPad， 然后你们的小朋友也非常非常的聪明，他们知道怎么样去不，就是说那些网站呢是他们不应该去也不可以去，因为他们的年纪关系呢，他们不应该去搜索这一些东西，但是他们呢还是搜索了，还是去这些网站上面。然后呢，我们呢就是校长说呢，如果呢我们发现他有做任何的不应该做的那些用途的话呢，我们会把他的 iPad 收起来几天。然后呢，我们当然会跟校长跟家长们说到底发生什么事通知你们，而且呢也会呢就是说有就是后果，那后果就是呢我们必须要放上网，因为呢有时候他们用这些iPad 呢去就是好像去网上呢去霸凌其他的小朋友的，然后呢教育局呢对于在网上霸凌呢是非常非常的严重的，因为它的严重性，所以呢所有的网上霸凌呢都必须要去放上网的。
OK, I'm gonna go into some changes we've made to your child's school day arrival. We have the kindergarten and first graders coming in and pre-K this year at 8 o'clock, and they sit on dots on the floor, or they sit by the cafeteria table where it's clearly marked seats that are 3 feet apart. Our upper grades go up to the auditorium, which fits a little over 200 individuals, but marked off not as much. We've been having a bit of difficulty managing the upper grades, and it is very, very hard. The first things the students want to do is to socialize, which we understand. The second thing they want to do is to take out their iPad and start playing games, because they have that 15 minutes, 20 minutes where they're unsupervised and they could do whatever they want on their iPad. That led to a lot of safety issues. Number one, they're not socially distanced. Number two, they are talking very loudly. Some of them get so excited, they take their mask off. And as you know, we've had quite a bit of positive cases in the school. Us along with all the other schools in New York City. So we are trying something new. We've marked off seats very clearly so they know that they have to sit in a chair that's in an auditorium seat that's marked off. Whoever comes in first will sit in chair number one. Miss Yali Lin, our art teacher, that she's painting beautiful numbers on the chair. Whoever comes in second will probably sit by chair number three because they have to be socially distanced and we've measured it 3 feet apart and so on and so on. We officially banned technology during the morning session from 8 to 8:20 because it really isn't necessary, it's not that much time. So we don't let them take out the iPad anymore. We also run a movie so that, you know, if they're bored, they can choose to take out a book or they can watch whatever movie we're running on the projector. I know it's more screen time, but we really want to make sure the students are safe, you know, even if it's that 15, 20 minutes. And it goes by very quickly because by 8:15, we're getting them ready to go into their classroom because their day starts at 8:20. Lunchtime.
Can I translate that first?
Yes, yes.
OK, 校长刚刚是说呢，他想让你们知道呢，有关于我们学校的时间表有一点点转变。然后呢，早上我们现在呢，早上呢是8点钟呢，让学前班幼稚园一年级跟二年级的小朋友是早进来的。然后呢，他们呢就坐在那个地下有一个圆圈圈呢，他们是3尺社交距离的，所以你们不需要担心。然后高年级的小朋友呢，他就会上去我们学校的礼堂。然后我们的礼堂呢，其实呢，如果没有疫情，不需要社交距离的话呢，是可以呢容纳200个人的。但是呢，因为社交距离，所以呢，很多位置都不可以坐。然后呢，就是说现在的情况就是说，太多小朋友进去的时候，变成很难控制那个情况。因为呢，小朋友一到的时候呢，他们就马上把他们的 iPad 拿出来，然后他们拿出来玩，然后他也想跟其他的小朋友呢就是交流一下啊，然后有时候呢他们去玩那个游戏机，然后就没有人看管他们玩哪一些那些网站的游戏机，然后呢现在所有的问题呢都变成一个安全性的问题，是因为小朋友呢他们在礼堂的时候呢他们没有做社交距离，然后有时候呢他们在礼堂的时候声音会很大，而且有时候呢小朋友呢会就是说把口罩拿掉一会啊，然后跟其他小朋友讲一些东西，然后这些东西都非常非常的不安全的。而且你们也知道了，不管是我们学校还是全纽约市的学校呢，之前呢是有很多很多的反阳性的新型冠状病毒的病例，所以呢我们必须要采取新的行动。然后现在我们学校的礼堂呢，对不对？然后现在呢他们我们学校的美术老师 Miss Yali Lin， 他呢在礼堂里面呢，在每一个位置上面呢都有就是涂一个号码。然后呢小朋友进来的第一件事情就是说，第一个小朋友到来的时候呢，他就会坐第一张椅子，他们不可以选择他们要坐哪里，也不可以选择他们要跟谁坐。第一个小朋友进来坐在第一张椅子，第二个小朋友进来坐在第三张椅子，因为第二张椅子呢必须要是3尺社交距离的。而且呢校长说呢，今天从今天开始呢，现在 iPad 呢是不可以在礼堂里面运用的。 OK， 在礼堂里面呢，在8点到8点20的时候呢，他们是不可以用他们的 iPad 去做任何的东西。我们在里面呢会放一个就是电影给他们看，然后呢如果他们不想看电影的话，觉得很无聊，他们可以拿一本书出来读，但是呢他们不可以运用他们的 iPad。 然后呢我们也知道呢会增加他去看那个荧幕的时间，但是呢我们希望你们可以了解这个是必须要做的那个安全措施。
OK， I'm going to go on to next update. We were having the same issues during lunch also. It's considered close contact when they're eating.And their masks are off. They are not 6 feet apart. They are 3 feet apart. So we are really trying to encourage the students when they are eating to not have conversations. And that was pretty much the rule from the beginning. And we know it's really difficult. They're in the eating area for half an hour. And then they have free recess for another half an hour. So what we've instead, we've moved them an interactive board into the eating area, and we run a movie so the children can eat. They could watch the movie while they're eating, or they could just focus on eating. When they're done eating and they clear the lunch table and their mask is back on, you know, then they can have quiet conversation until they leave the eating area and they go into the free play area. Huiling?
OK, so 校长说呢，我们也遇到同样的问题呢，在下午吃午餐的时候。OK, 然后呢，现在楼下吃午餐的时候呢，每个小朋友呢，他们吃东西的时候呢，他们的口罩必须要拿下来，而且呢，他们不是做六指，他们是做三指。然后呢，我们呢是尽量呢让他们不要跟其他同学讲话，但是呢，他们吃午餐的时间呢是半个小时，而且呢，小朋友呢，他们很难不讲话，所以我们呢，就是说，就是一个解决的方案，就是我们把我们学校的那个互动板放进去，吃饭的饭厅里面，然后呢，我们在他们吃饭的同时呢，又会播放一个就是小电影让他们看，这样子他们可以集中他们的精神呢，吃东西，而且不跟其他小朋友交流。等他们吃好东西，口罩戴好的时候呢，他们就可以跟其他的小朋友呢，可以就是说详谈啊，或者是要跟他们讲就是讲话，然后直到他们可以去玩耍的那个地方。
Okay, I'm going to move on to instruction while a child is home. Prior to, well, actually, maybe a few months ago, we had whole class closures. That means the classes closed, the teacher would Zoom in and do lessons, live instruction. We don't have whole class closures anymore. They really revised the health survey and the quarantine rules. So we transitioned from whole class instruction, live instruction, remote live instruction to office hours. Yeah, y'all just get something. They have to die, sorry. So we are now posting work on their Google Classroom, and the teacher will provide a schedule for one hour of office hours where they check in with the students. This is if someone tests positive and they have to stay home. Starting January 31st, the quarantine policy will also be changing. And I'll go into that a little later. I just want to be very clear. Moving forward, if a child tests positive and they're home or they're close contact from someone outside of the school, we do not have live instruction. We post work on Google Classroom, and the teacher will send a schedule where she will check in with the students who are at home because of result of contact in school. Huiling.
OK, 校长说呢，现在想跟你们让你们知道最新教育局的就是如果你就是说检验出来是反阳性的话呢，你的居家隔离的情况是什么？然后以前呢，对不对？就是去年呢，他们是有整个教室关闭，然后整个教室关闭以后呢，老师会给他们就是好像去年一样上线学习。但是今年就是一月份开始呢，他们改变了所有的规律了。然后呢，现在如果你们测验出来你的小朋友呢是反阳性，必须留在家里居家隔离的话呢，老师是没有任何的上线学习的。现在呢，就变成老师呢会在谷歌教室里面呢放一些他们必须要做的那些功课，然后呢，老师一个星期呢有一个小时呢去就是看看你的小朋友呢对于这一些功课第一有什么问题啊，然后他可以在那一个小时以内帮助他们。 OK, 而且呢在1月31号起，对不对，所有的居家隔离的条件都改变了，而且校长现在会讲到底什么改变。
OK, we also distributed at home work kits and the 5-day work packets. These are for the times when your child's unable to log on, you know, it could be technical difficulties. It was just not a good time. The office hours, maybe they finished all the work that's posted on Google Classroom and you would like them to do a little bit more work. That's the 5-day packet. We gave one out in the fall. We just gave one out again 2 weeks ago, I think. And we're going to see how it goes with the closures before we present a third packet. They're marked very clearly. It's not meant to be done all in one day. It is day one, day two, day three. I'm sure the children are not quite happy about it, but that's really to support the child when they're at home. So they're welcome to do that. And when they're done, if they could remove the pages and bring it into the teachers will look it over. Across the grades, what they try to do is project work that they will be doing, content they will be covering, review work, and that's what's in those packets. Hui Ling.
OK, 校长说呢，有关于呢，我们发给你们的那个在家里呢，那个一叠的好像功课呢，给你的小朋友做，然后那个其实是好像紧急情况，或者是你的小朋友呢，他们不可以，就是说你们的网络出了问题啊，他们不可以上去谷歌教室里面啊，或者是他们的那个一个小时的那个老师办公室的时间呢，他们也无法登上去，你们就可以呢去做那个五天的那一叠的功课 ，OK？ 那我们呢是秋天的时候发了一叠，然后呢两个星期之前我们又发了一叠 ，OK？ 那我们想家长了解，就是那一叠呢不是给小朋友呢在一天以内做完的 ，OK？ 那个是五天的，就是总共有五天的功课 ，OK？ 因为呢有时候呢我们就是想在家里呢也让他们持续的去学习跟持续的做他们应该要做的事情 ，OK？ 做完了以后没有关系，你叫小朋友呢把做完的东西呢拿进来交给老师，老师会改的。而且呢那一叠呢老师呢是花了很多时间跟功夫呢是帮他把它集中在一起的。因为呢有时候呢他们必须要去给一些小朋友那一叠的东西呢是他们即将要做的或者是已经学好的。所以那一叠的功课呢是你们如果有任何必须要待在家里的原因又上不了网的话呢，你们可以动用那一叠的功课。
Okay, I am going on to test kits. I know some of you have been overwhelmed by the test kits that are being sent home. Currently, if there's close contact, we send it out to the entire class. I've had complaints where I know families concerned about this constant testing. That is the DOE policy, but moving forward, that will change. If a child is close contact, they will get two tests, one for day one, one for day five, and that is it. Prior to this, if someone was a close contact, Monday, they get the two test kits. If they were close contact towards the end of the week, it would be another test kit. Moving forward, if there is a positive case or concern about close contact, the child will get one test kit. Now, if a child had previously tested positive, they will not get a test kit for 90 days because the probability of someone who had COVID testing again will be highly, it will come out positive. There's a great probability that it will be a positive test. So if someone tested positive and they're close contact, they will not get a test kit for 90 days. And we are keeping track of that, Hui Ling, of the 90 days.
OK， 现在呢有校长想跟你们讲有关于就是你们小朋友呢如果他们是近距离的话呢我们会发放一些就是快速的检验让你们回家呢去给你的小朋友做检验的。然后呢有很多家长呢他们都很担心而且呢他们也有说他们呢就是说好像每次都收到电话啊每次都有一个快速检验的那一个发回家给他的小朋友然后校长说呢以后呢这个也会改变了 OK 如果你们是近距离的话呢你只会拿到两个快速的测验 OK 然后第一个呢是给第一天 第二个呢是给第五天的，然后跟以前是不一样的。以前你只要近距离呢，你就会拿到两盒，但是呢现在呢是完全不一样，你只会拿到两盒，一盒是第一天测验，第二盒呢是第五天测验而已。OK， 然后呢，如果你的小朋友呢是曾经呢是有过反阳性的话，而且他又是近距离，他不会拿到一个快速检验的那个盒子回家给他们做检验，是因为呢教育局他们的规律就是说呢，如果你曾经是有反阳性的话呢，你去做测验的结果呢很大的可能性呢还是会反阳性的，所以在90天以内呢，就算你的小朋友是跟其他的人有近距离的接触，你也不会收到一个快速的检验盒子的。 OK，然后呢我们学校呢也有写下来呢你的小朋友就是所有的情况，所以我们也在就是我们知道到底是哪个小朋友呢几时会是90天会完成的，所以这些方面你不需要担心。
OK， we will go over the new quarantine policy. I will not delve that deeply into it. They are providing information, a flow chart, which will explain it much better than I will. And we will distribute the English one first, and the translations are due to come out on Friday. Hui Ling?
OK, 现在呢校长会讲呢有关于居家隔离，新的居家隔离的那个指令。然后呢教育局呢他们会颁发一个呢就是有关于居家隔离的流程图，然后这个流程图呢到目前为止只有英文，所有的就是中文呢或者是西班牙语的那一些翻译的那些文呢，他们星期五会发出来，会就是发放给我们，然后我们也会发给你们，所以第一个你收到的那个流程图呢即将会是英文的。
OK, so any positive cases thatWell, how I'm gonna say, okay, starting January 31st, any positive cases in the school, students will follow the same guidelines as teachers. Quarantine time will be 5 days if they test negative, and if they come back day 6. Does that make sense?
OK, 校长说呢新的那个居家隔离呢对不对会即将会在1月31号开始。OK, 那小朋友呢如果是测验是反阳性的话呢，他们的居家隔离时间将会跟老师们的居家隔离时间是一模一样的。OK, 他们必须要在家里居家隔离五天。
Okay, this is for kindergarten up. Huiling.
Okay, 这个是给幼稚园到五年级的学生。
So, let's just say in a class, someone tests positive in school. We will give out test kits to the students, and you test in day one, you're negative.You can come back and then you test again day 5, but you can continue coming to school. Now, for someone that tests positive day 1, they will have to quarantine for 5 days. And if they are symptom free without a fever, without medication, they can come and test negative. They can come back day 6 instead of day 10. And this is for K and up. This is not for pre-K, this is not for 3K. Ms. Lipsky, do you want to add to that? Probably, I see it in her face.
I'm sorry, I'm just gonna correct. If you test positive, you do not need a negative test to return. Do not test your child, it's up to you because they may test positive.
Yeah, so, there are a lot of information in that flow chart. I'm going to wait until we distribute the flow chart to the entire school, and then we'll respond to questions then. 3K, pre-K, because the students there are not vaccinated, they have to quarantine test day one. You know what? I'm going to wait for the flow chart because it is a lot of information. And we're going to distribute the English one tomorrow. I know it's difficult for the families who do not read English, but if you could have someone just explain it to you, you will get the translations on Friday. Huiling.
OK, 校长说呢，他现在给你一个就是例子。OK， 如果有人呢，他是去测验的时候呢，结果回来是反阳性的，对不对？然后你的小朋友啊是近距离的，你会有两个快速检验的那个盒子拿回家给你们去做检验的。然后第一天呢，如果你们第一天做的那个检验是反阴性的话呢，你必须要在第五天的时候再做一次测验，但是呢，你可以还是可以继续回来上学的。OK， 那如果你做检验，第一个检验第一天做检验的时候呢，你的结果是反阳性的话呢，你就必须要居家隔离五天。OK， 你可以第六天回来上学，你不需要再带小朋友再去做一个检验。为什么？是因为就算你再带他去做检验，第六天带他去做检验，那个检验报告也有可能会是反阳性的。所以只要你居家隔离了五天以后，第六天你就可以把小朋友带回来上学了。但是这一个规律呢，是不包括 3K 跟学前班的小朋友，因为他们没有打疫苗。OK， 校长说呢，我们明天会发那一个那个流程图给你们。他也知道呢是英文，但是呢，如果你可以叫人呢解释给你们听那个流程图，那个流程图解释的会比校长解释的比较更详细、更清楚一点。然后呢，那个翻译的版本呢会星期五呢出来，然后出来以后呢，我们就会发给所有的小朋友，然后也会给家长们看。
Now I'm going to go to the questions that are in the chat. We did get a question on the Google form about SPED Recovery. SPED Recovery is a program this year for students with IEPs. We do not select the students. The students are generated by the DOE based on the progress monitoring from last school year. So there are different tiers of students. Tier one will require 20 hours of SPED Recovery. It is optional. Families who feel that the child has made progress sometimes opt out, and sometimes families do say yes and we service them. Tier one is 20 hours. We are finishing up tier one. We are moving on to tier two students, which will be 10 hours. 18 hours. The question is, when will it happen? I guess for tier two, it will happen within a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. We have teachers available. We have wonderful teachers that are willing to take this on. It happens before school, it happens after school. It really depends on when the teacher can work. In some cases, it was also dependent on busing, which we are still trying to resolve. Okay, Huiling.
Okay, 有一个问题呢，是有关于就是特殊教育计划的，就是付就是special recovery。OK， 就是我们曾经说的，就是在个人教育方案呢，他们今年有修复的计划，然后是今年呢，是教育局呢是全新的去提供给有个人教育计划的小朋友的，然后这一些名单呢是教育局给我们的，然后教育局从哪里来的呢？就是从就是老师呢，他每次都有那个目标嘛，然后目标的时候呢，他们每一个月呢都必须要去看看你的小朋友在目标方面有没有达标，然后那些呢就是目标里面呢有没有达标的时候呢，就是教育局拉出来的那个报告。 OK， 然后呢，他们有分成不同，就是分不同的类的。然后第一个呢，就是有20个小时，然后呢，家长呢，你们是可以，就是说，不要这一个服务，你们可以拒绝的。如果你们觉得你的小朋友呢有很大的进展呢，你是可以拒绝的。OK， 然后呢，我们现在呢，第二组的小朋友呢，就是18个小时，然后呢，由家长问说几时开始，然后校长说呢，我们现在是有老师，而且即将会有。就是说2到3个星期以后会开始，但是呢我们有其他的情况，好像小朋友呢他们必须要做校巴，那些小朋友特殊的情况呢就必须要有特殊的对待了。 OK， 还有呢就是这个时间呢，这个修复的时间呢必须要按照老师有空的时间，所以呢有些学生呢，对不对，是早上来去做这个修复学习的，有些是待在下午来做这个修复学习的。我们现在呢已经快要完结我们就是说第一轮的那一些人，我们即将会开始第二轮的。
OK， the second question is why is there no outdoor recess every day even if there is no snow or rain? We have to take into consideration a lot of factors. I think I've shared this before, and you know, I'll restate it again. If the wind chill, if the temperature is below 21 and we have to factor in wind chill, we are not allowed to take the children out. It's dangerous. For pre-K and 3K, and I'm not even sure of 3K, but for pre-K, if it's below 25 degrees, we don't take them out. And we do factor in wind chill. We check every morning. When we have our fifth graders make the morning announcements, one of the things they check every morning is the temperature. And in cases where we do think that it warms up towards noon, we will tell the children and make an announcement, and they will go down with their coats and they get to play. Another reason, and this has been the reason for the past few weeks, if it rains in the morning, we can't send them out by noon. The yard is very wet, the jungle gym is wet, and even more dangerous is when the safety mat gets wet. It is very slippery. It's not reality to send the children out and ask them not to run or to walk fast like we ask them to. It is very dangerous. If there is ice on the safety mats, we can't take them out because it's slippery and it is a safety issue. We can't chip the ice off the mat or we will destroy the mat. So those are the only reasons why we keep the children in. And in cold weather, that pops up a lot, all those reasons. They do stay indoors. They have choices. We run a movie. We have chess sets. We have Uno card game sets. We have a corner with art supplies. And we have carts with books. So they are free to go from center to center. It's the very same reason why we have dance for the lower grades. We have yoga for the students. We have soccer, we have phys ed. And we do appreciate these activities even more in cold weather because we really rely on them to provide movement. Our teachers also have several programs that they do use so that the students can have a movement break. Huiling, you go. I hope that answers your question.
OK, 这个家长问呢，说为什么我们没有就是让小朋友参与在户外玩的那个活动，就是说虽然呢外面没有下雨或者是下雪。然后校长说呢，基于很多的原因，因为现在我们是在冬天，所以呢我们必须要就是说清楚的解释给你听。OK, 因为上次呢校长也有跟你们解释清楚，所以现在他再重复一次。如果冬天的时候呢，如果外面的温度呢是21度以下呢，我们其实是不可以让小朋友呢出去外面做任何的户外活动，是因为呢是非常非常的危险而且很冷啊。 OK， 特别是如果有风的时候呢，会更冷的。OK， 然后呢，每天的五年级生呢，他们就是说在跟那个就是说每天就是说在就是早上的时候，他们会有跟小朋友讲说今天几度啊，然后呢，他们也会告诉小朋友说今天呢可不可以有没有户外的活动，然后呢，如果呢他们。就是说外面的天气呢在下午的时候呢是有提升到超过21度的话呢，对不对？或者是比较暖的时候呢，我们会就是在我们学校里面呢会跟所有的小朋友讲说让他们把夹克带出来的，所以呢在这一方面尽量的让小朋友呢去如果可以在参与户外活动的话，我们会让他们去，如果天气允许的话呢，我们必须要让你知道呢，就是如果早上下雨的话呢，我们不可以下午不可以，就算是太阳很大或者是晴天的话呢，我们下午也不可以让他们出去玩，原因是因为那个他们去玩的那些仪器都是湿的，而且呢那个键那个安全键呢也是湿的，而且呢如果安全键也是湿的话呢，他们跑的时候呢或者是走得很快的时候呢会摔倒会跌跤，所以呢我们也不可以让他出去玩，而且呢冬天现在是冬天，所以外面天气很冷，如果外面的那个安全键呢他们结冰的时候呢，就是我们也不可以让他们出去玩，然后我们也不可以说去把那个冰呢去把它打碎，是因为呢安全键呢如果我们这个样子做呢会把它弄坏，所以呢他们必须待在室内里面，然后室内里面呢他们有很多不同的选择，他们可以选择看电影啊，我们有一个书架可以让他们去读书啊，或者是他们可以涂颜色啊，或者是去玩西洋棋啊，而且因为基于是冬天我们学校，所以有其他的特别的活动，例如好像有晨舞蹈，对不对？还有踢足球，跟我们的瑜伽老师或者是体育课老师，因为在冬天的时候呢，我们就是说很庆幸有这一些活动可以让他们活动活动的身体，这样子他们就不需要待在一边，但是呢我们基于很多的问题呢是不可以让他们出去做户外活动的。
OK、Amanda, that's a lot of questions. I'll answer each one. To what extent are kids using iPads throughout the day? It depends on the activity. Right now, the city is requiring us to do a periodic assessment. This is data that the city is collecting. And for the upper grades, that's on the iPad is iReady. So we don't have a choice. They do have to do the mid-year assessment. Many of our programs now are online also. It is one way where we can keep the students socially distant. So they're not on it all day for sure, but parts of the day, like for my upper grades, chess, impact chess, a big part of their program is online so that the children can self-monitor, self-progress monitor. So, you know, all those do involve iPads. It's not used throughout the day. We also want to ensure that the children are comfortable logging on to all the different programs we have now, especially if there's a situation where the child has to be at home, whether, if the child has to quarantine. The work that we post is on Google Classroom. They have to be able to access that. They have to be able to get on and figure out, actually they become their own IT person. So we want them on enough so that if there are glitches, they know how to resolve it. Huiling, I'll let you translate that part first. Whoopsie.
Okay. 然后呢这个家长问呢，他说用 iPad 的时间呢到底可以是多久，或者是一天以内呢小朋友呢运用 iPad 的时间是多少，然后校长说呢他们运用 iPad 的时间呢是要看看他们在做什么，然后现在呢我们是在学期的中间，所以现在又有一个模拟考在那个线上的，是我们学校用的 iReady，然后呢我们也有很多，我们购买了很多的线上的那个课程呢，是他们必须要就是说用他们的 iPad 呢去上网学习的。 但是呢，他们呢不会就是说一天到晚都是在 iPad 上面的。然后呢，我们也想让你知道呢，就是他们学习的西洋棋呢，对不对？也是在线上学习，也是在线上的。OK， 而且呢，所有的东西呢都是通过 iPad 里面呢去跟其他人玩的。OK， 还有呢，就是如果你的小朋友呢在家居家隔离的时候，他们也会在家里呢，对不对？做一些用 iPad 做一些事情，好像必须要上谷歌教室里面呢去做他们要做的功课。然后呢，你的小朋友呢，就是说迟早呢都会变成他们自己收他们 iPad 的专家。OK， 然后呢，他们呢，就是如果有任何的问题呢，他们都自己必须要自己解决。以后呢，他们之后就知道应该要怎么样做了。
OK， the next question: Do you foresee them still being a requirement in the far future? Amanda, I'm so sorry to say yes. Technology is just part of their academic career. It's something that they have to use. I do know for a fact that when they go to middle school, a lot of the work that's done and research that's done are done on devices. All the schools now have laptop cards. It does help them with their writing process and editing. But yeah, it will probably be a requirement in forget the far future, the immediate future.
OK, 这个家长问呢，另外一个问题就是说呢，你就是他在问校长说，这个 iPad 的用途呢，对不对？会不会呢持续的一直会在学校里面，学生是不是会一直持续的用？然后呢，校长说呢，不要说以后啦，就是说现在近况里面呢iPad 呢是不可缺有的 ，OK？ 来，特别是如果你的小朋友呢要去中学，对不对？然后如果中学呢很多的那些就是他们要做的事情啊，或者去做研究啊，所有的东西呢都会在 iPad 或者是在一个电脑手提电脑里面做的。而且呢，手提电脑跟 iPad 呢有他们的好处了，就是它可以帮助他们去写作方面呢会更加的好，必须呢也会就是说修改。方面呢也会进步咯，然后呢就是说 iPad 到目前为止呢是不可缺少的一样东西。
OK, the next question. We are not comfortable with our child playing iPad games while unsupervised. It's just a thing for us. She tells us that they play games like Roblox during free time in class, which is concerning. I do agree that when they're unsupervised, you know, it's not ideal. What I do know is that we have station time, and finding activities for them to do independently has been quite difficult. We also have time where they can sort of like free play during lunch, but in the classroom, especially if they've gone through a really grueling day and the whole morning has been academics, the students are not allowed to move as freely as they used to, you know, only because of social distancing. So a child that's been sitting there like maybe for the morning because it was math, it was ELA, then the Spanish teacher came in, you know, at the end of the day, the teacher might choose to give them station time, choice time. And I know one of the options is to let them play a game on the iPad. I'm pretty sure, and we do go through it, like there are age-appropriate games. Roblox is one of the games that they love. So if they know there is a choice time where they can play Roblox, that becomes a choice time. You know, I will look into other games that they could play that's probably more academic, but you know, at some point we do want them to relax, and but we can't let them get up and hang out with their friend and chat and play a game where they're sitting next to each other. So in many cases the choice time is extremely small group or individual activity. Amanda, I'll address it, but you know, I do want to share, like, it's one of the things that they could do independently that's fun. that they look forward to. So, you know, it's like dangling the carrot. But, you know, like if the children have gone through a grueling day, sometimes at the end of the day, they do have that as a choice time. Amanda, no, you, everybody, listen, if you have a question, like, please ask. It's, you're probably asking a question that somebody else is wondering about. So, and if you're not comfortable asking me in a group, just School Connects. We are pretty good with responding within 24 hours. Like, your concern is my concern. We are here to serve all of you. Huiling? Oh, so sorry. Amanda, she has to translate all that.
OK, 校长说，这个家长问呢，说，这个家长说呢，他其实呢，就是觉得小朋友呢，如果玩 iPad 去打电动，在 iPad 上面打电动，而且又没有人监管的时候呢，其实他觉得，好像不太好，而且呢，就是他觉得，就是说他现在在说，有时候他的小朋友回家告诉他，他会在学校里面呢，在选择他们要做什么的时候呢，对不对？可以玩一点电动游戏。然后校长说呢，如果是没有人监管的话呢，你的担心呢，我可以理解。但是呢，经过一天的学习呢，而且呢，小朋友你们必须要知道，现在呢，只可以待在他们的座位。而且呢，他们不可以像以前一样呢，就是说走来走去呢，去跟其他的小朋友交流啊，或者是聊天。然后校长说呢，其实他知道呢，就是说老师呢，就是说如果小朋友一天做得好的话呢，在学校结束之前的最后几分钟的时候呢，他是会给小朋友选择说他们要做什么的。而且呢，这个 Roblox 呢，其实是一个就是很安全的游戏，可以让小朋友他们去玩。OK， 而且呢，我们因为呢，小朋友呢，其实他们在上课的时候呢，他们很积极的、很努力的去做。然后呢，我们也想他们呢，到就是说学校快要放学的时候呢，可以放松一下他们自己，就是让他们不需要好像这么焦虑啊，或者是这么累的去结束学校的。OK， 所以呢，他们的选择呢，对不对？他们的选择时间呢，是他们自己一个人可以做某些东西了。OK， 所以他可以自己做，或者是在跟一个小组的小朋友一起做的。然后呢，其实这些游戏呢，就是比较好玩，而且小朋友呢，他们就是说想，就是说在放学之前呢，可以这个样子做。OK， 所以呢，如果所以校长说呢，这个是其中的一个选择，他也理解家长担心的是什么。OK， 还有呢，就是如果你有任何问题的话呢，你不需要就是说担心说你的问题呢是就是说很长啊，或者是你觉得好像不太重要。你的问题呢，有可能呢是其他家长想问的问题，所以不管你有任何的问题的话呢，你都可以在留言方案提交的。而且如果你觉得你想就是说单独的跟校长或者是副校长发留言的话呢，你可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢，是发一个短信给他们的。
Okay. Oh, next question, William. Did you send the school T-shirts out? Yes, we are doing it. We are sending it out. One of the biggest issues was that we received batches in waves because of the, COVID issues, supply shortage. We are sending out in waves. In many cases, we want to hand deliver them, especially for the lower grades, to the families. So if you didn't get yours yet, we'll probably call you. Or we're giving it to whatever after school the child's in and they distribute. It was important that we notify you. In the past, we sent it home with the student in a plastic bag in a school bag, not realizing sometimes it's very bulky, so the children take it out, they tie it to the side of the school bag, it falls off as they're walking home. So we're trying to be more cautious, but definitely you'll be getting your hoodie soon.
OK， 这个家长问呢，是说我们42小学的那一个汗衫那个 hoodie 呢，有没有发出去给小朋友了 ？OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，我们已经开始发了，而且呢，因为他们来呢是一批一批的来 ，OK， 来的时候呢，对不对？可能是因为 材料的 短缺，所以呢我们呢现在已经开始呢就是发放给家长的，然后呢我们发放给你们之前呢我们会打电话给你们的 OK， 让你们知道呢你的小朋友即将会把这一个衣服呢是带回家的。以前呢我们是就是把那个衣服发给你的小朋友呢，但是这个衣服呢放在他们的书包里面呢会很大，然后呢有时候他们拿出来了，然后呢他们走去补习班的时候呢有可能就不见了或者是掉了，所以呢我们会打电话给你让你们知道，或者是特别是低年级的那些 小朋友的家长呢我们会通知你进来拿的。
OK this is Yu Yi. Can the teacher please keep reminding the kids to wash hands and social distance? Kids will forget easily, especially when they are so excited to see their friends at school. Thank you to all the teachers' efforts for the kids. Yes, that's one thing all our children are very good at right now. They wash their hands. They do remind each other when their friends get too close, when the mask falls off. So yeah, no, we... the teachers at lunchtime, all the teachers, they remind the students constantly. We also have hand sanitizing stations on each floor by the restrooms. So it's available to all the children. There's soap in the soap dispensers. Every now and then, there is a hiccup where we run out of soap because they wash their hands so often now. And they're really good. The students let the teacher know and it's refilled immediately. They actually do a check throughout the day for the soap dispensers and the hand sanitizing dispensers.
OK， 这个家长说呢，老师可不可以就是经常的提醒小朋友去洗手啊，而且必须要做社交距离，因为有时候小朋友呢他们太兴奋了，看到他们的朋友的时候呢他们就是想跑过去跟他们讲话啊，或者是跑去过去跟他们玩。然后校长说呢，我们的老师呢不管是在哪里呢都有经常提醒小朋友呢去就是洗手，而且并且呢会有社交距离的。而且我们学校每一个地方呢，就每一个教室呢都有那些无手 洗手液啊，或者是在那个在那个水就洗手的那个地方呢也会有一个地方呢是可以有一个就是肥皂呢可以让你们呢小朋友去用肥皂洗手的 OK。 然后小朋友通常呢他们也会知道，会告诉他们的朋友说，哦，你有没有洗手，或者是你离我太靠近了，他们都会提醒大家的 OK。 然后呢现在呢我们的就是在我们学校工作人他们呢就是经常会去检查看看呢每一个教室里面呢有没有那个无水洗手液呢，有没有去装满呢，或者是在厕所里面呢那个洗手液呢有没有装满。小朋友其实去洗手的时候呢如果没有的话呢，他们会回教室里面跟老师讲，老师会马上打电话给办公室，然后我们就会有工作人员呢去把那个肥皂呢就是重新再装满的，所以在这一方安全方面你们不需要担心的。
OK it's over an hour and 5 minutes. I think we can end the meeting. We've covered a lot of questions and the updates. Thank you for joining us and thank you for your patience. I know this is late in the evening and everyone's tired. Once againPlease feel free to send all questions our way. If you have issues, you have concerns, just let us know. We will resolve it, or we try our best.
校长说呢，如果没有其他问题的话，我们今天的会议就结束了。所以呢，他说谢谢你们的参与，他把所有的就是最新的资讯呢，都已经跟家长们分享了。而且呢，他说如果你有任何的问题的话呢，请不要觉得你们是在重复一些问题，你可以呢，就是通过我们学校的 APP 呢，去发放那些问题给他们的。OK， 谢谢你们的参与，晚安。
Bye.